It's the Rush Hour with MG and Liam Flanagan on Triple M. Now, MG, we're into your top four of your ladder, your predicted ladder for the season ahead. You haven't mentioned your beloved Penrith Panthers yet.
Not yet, no. No.
Well, I think this man will be pleased about it. It means you've got them finished at least in the top four. He is the coach of your club, Ivan Cleary. G'day, Ivan.
Hey, Liam. Hey, MG. How you guys?
Hello, Ive. How are you, buddy? First of all, mate, happy birthday. You joined the 50 Club recently. and how'd you celebrate? Did you have a couple of vinos?
I had a couple of a few things actually. I'm trying to be more wise of that. Yeah, I'm older and wise, so yeah, not too many, mate. Yeah.
Well, it's a business end of the season almost. It's around the corner. Obviously, we didn't see what was going to come our way last season with the COVID situation, but your boys had a massive off season after making the grand final. I bet you they're jumping out of their skin.
Yeah, well, it was actually a little bit shorter than usually our preseason because of COVID and the fact that we were able to make the grand final. So it's been a little bit more condensed. But we had our first trial against Parramatta on the weekend, and it was, in terms of ball in play, it was, you know, through the roof. And so it was a really good practice for our guys. And what it did show us is that they're, you know, really well conditioned and ready for the season ahead. So really looking forward to it.
Ivan, you've been in this position before as the coach of a team that got to the grand final but lost. 2011, you took the Warriors there. What lessons have you taken out of leading a team after that year?
Yeah, well, I actually left the Warriors that year. So
oh, that's right. You turned up at the Panthers.
Yeah, so I'm glad I haven't followed suit this time. We had an incredibly successful season last year. We broke, you know, all sorts of records, and you know, to make the grand final any time is a feather in the cap. Having said that, there's no doubt, you know, we finished the year with a bit of taste because, but you know what, we're a very young team, and we had really, the reality is we had very little grand final experience, and that's, there's only one way to get it, and I think we'll be better for it. So there's certainly no scars there. We feel like last year's given us, you know, a lot of belief that you just can't manufacture that belief. You know, it's real, and we just can't wait to improve again. I think our team has every opportunity to improve again this year.
Some significant signing news, Ive, in the last couple of weeks. Jerome Luai, Romy, extended his deal. You locked up Steve Crichton. Obviously, Nathan's long-term. Dylan Edwards in the same boat. So to have a settled spine, who are all very young players for the next 4 or 5 years, must be very pleasing as a head coach.
Yeah, it is. Our recruitment strategy's changed a little bit in the last 12 months, where it was, I guess, we had a lot of players, you know, in the mid-range type mark, and now we've obviously got more money poured into our best 13, I suppose, which is mostly like the other clubs that are, you know, successful. So we feel like the guys you've mentioned can really continue to bond, work together. A lot of those guys are going to the sweet spot of their careers, really. Like, they're young, but they've played around a bit. They've played together since they were 15. So, yeah, I think we've got a good little connection as a team there, and I think their best footy's ahead of them as well.
What about these new rules, Ivan? How'd you go training them into your side over the off-season? How have you seen the trial form?
Yeah, we haven't trained too different to last year, and I think it showed last year with the new rules that, you know, really suited us. One thing about being a young team, you know, we feel like, you know, young legs, fresh legs, and so it's certainly, if there's more ball in play and more transition type footy, it's going to suit our guys. So we've trained similarly. I think there's a couple of rules that I'm not sure is going to bring what the game wanted, but you know what, I can see where they're trying to go with it, and if it's anything like our trial game on the weekend, it's going to be some tired boys.
Yeah, I was at the trial game. I don't know, some of the rules, I suppose, are going to be expansive for the game. I think some of the forwards are going to be really knocked up. But it's, you know what, it's just up to them to get fitter. Simple as that. And I mentioned significant news. Obviously, when James Tarmow left, a lot of people thought, okay, who's going to be Penrith's next captain? It's either going to be Nathan Cleary or Isaiah Yeo. Well, you went with both of them. What was the rationale around that, Ive?
Yeah, so You've probably seen there's a few clubs doing the co-captaincy thing. I don't necessarily have a leadership model I don't think, you know, one size fits all. And I think for both Nat and Yowie, both first-time captains, they really complement each other well. Like, one's a forward, you know, one's a halfback. I also think there's a lot of external responsibility for NRL captains these days in terms of, you know, corporate things they've got to do. And I just think it's good to be able to share that. But I just feel like these guys work really well together. They're not the type that are going to be offended if, you know, someone else talks. And so we're going for a bit of a collaborative sort of model here as well, where we've lost a lot of senior guys. So what that's given us is an opportunity where a lot of younger guys can actually feel comfortable in developing their leadership. So I'm looking forward to seeing that happen as well.
I was very pleased with your recruitment last year, and I must say I'm pretty happy with it this year as well, with Eisenhoof, Sorensen, Salmon, young Jennings, back to where it all started. Obviously, Tedovano and Capewell last year were fantastic signings, along with Appy Korosau. Tell us, out of the new signings, is any of them really standing out for you?
No, not really. I think, the guys you've mentioned, I mean, as I said, we got some really good signings last year that had a significant impact on our team. And the team, as you saw, you know, we had a successful season. So what happens there is that, you know, everyone's value goes up. And so what we're looking for this year is to try and get some guys that are consistent types who, you know, may not be household names or, you know, the top of the market, but are good players who can come in and fit in our system well and add value. And I think all those guys have fit in really well so far and will play significant roles in our team this year.
Ivan, your son, your captain, Nathan, 23 years of age now. What he did last year, I mean, MG spoke at length about how impressive he viewed his season last year. Do you, as a coach and, I mean, as a dad, is it strange now that, I mean, he's still your son, but he's now a 23-year-old man who is one of the dominant halfbacks and growing leaders of this competition? Have you had the chance to sit back and I guess look on with some pride at not just the player he is, but the person he is now?
Yeah, well, I'm most proud of the person he is rather than a footy player. You know, I think he's been through as his position in the game and the amount of scrutiny he's under has allowed him to, I guess, mature probably quicker than a lot of younger men. I feel like he's learnt along the way, and he's doing a really good job of that. I just feel blessed, really, that I get to, not only that I'm his dad, but I get to coach him and sort of see him every day and have a big part in his life. And he's a big part in my life because he helps put food on the table because he plays so well.
I like that, MG. Well, actually, your son's doing the same at MG Active. Like, just keeping food on the table at the guy household.
Well, I mean, like, seriously, you do that much for them, like, they owe you, don't you? So,
well, you branched off into the business world too, Ive. You've bought a little business called Pinot Picasso.
Pinot Picasso,
yeah,
in Newport.
Over at Newport. And the boys done a bit of painting yesterday at training, a bit of the cathartic work going on for the boys.
I don't really plug my business too much, but I will. Best entertainment business in Australia.
Well, I think there's a business. I think there's a chance to grow the business here, MG. Now, we know all the Barneys and the wars that exist within rugby league.
Yes.
Let's
paint it out.
What if you paint it out? Sit down over a Pinot and Picasso?
You have a nice little glass of red or white, and you paint each other as a cathartic measures.
There's no way you can take any issue you have with another person seriously while you're sitting there painting each other.
It's a fantastic thing.
What do we think, Ive? Can we set up some sort of voucher available for coaches, media types to settle things?
100% we could. And we're actually looking for nude models.
Okay, how much are you paying?
The man is in shape at the moment, Ivan.
Oh, imagine the booking.
Ivan Cleary, the coach of the Penrith Panthers, thank you for coming on. Thanks for having some fun. We cannot wait to see you out there round one. The Wild Panther himself is...
I'm bristling. Cowboys Sunday. Let's get there, Panther fans.
Saturday night.
Yes. He's excited, but he's just not organised.
No. Good on you, Ivan.
Thanks, Ivan.
Thanks, guys.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.